Welcome to Droid Today, your daily dose of Android news, tips, and tricks. To today's episode of Droid Today. Today is Thursday, the 26th of February 2015, and we've got an action-packed episode of Droid Today for you. Lots of news, as you'd expect, only a few days away from Mobile World Congress, and it's exciting. Everyone's leaking things. It was so hard to pick only four news stories that I've completely abandoned the traditional four news stories format, and I'm going to reveal a whole load more stories today. Some of them are follow-ups, some of them about smartwatches, new devices, and also some huge stories about Google. Two stories that you cannot miss right at the end of today's episode. Before we get into the news, I just want to remind you that tomorrow is going to be the second Friday episode of Droid Today. And if you remember last week, as long as you heard it last week, I said that on Friday I'm going to do a special episode. So my plan for this Friday is I'm going to do a live episode. It's going to be video recorded and recorded live so you can watch me and see my funny expressions and flailing hands as I read the top Android news stories from the day. You may also see some things that get cut out normally, such as before this episode, I recorded the whole thing and then realized that it wasn't recording. So that's tomorrow. It'll be at 8 p.m. GMT or UTC time. But now let's get into the top four news stories of the day. Samsung S6, more picture leaks. LG are bringing the Watch Urbane LTE with more features. Popular writer comes to Android. Google is bringing sponsored apps to the Play Store. You heard that right. And Google is to launch Android Pay at Google I.O. in May. So, first news story. We're going to race through this one because there's not much to say. You've just got to look at the pictures. Samsung S6, some pictures have leaked over what it looks like, and we can get a really good look of this. And it's not just the Samsung S6, it's also the S6 Edge. So it looks pretty premium. The pictures of it are quite white. There's few of them going around, as you might expect, just before Mobile World Congress. Head over to droidtoday.com and there's a link to some more pictures and one picture within the show notes. So you can see that there. Next story, LG Watch Urbane LTE. So if you remember, only recently LG announced the LG Watch Urbane, which was a much more refined and slightly better looking LG watch than they've put out before. Well, now they're bringing LTE to the LG G Watch, as well as a few other features, including doubling the RAM to 1 GB from 500 megabytes or so, increasing the battery size up to 700 milliamp hours instead of 410 milliamp hours. I'm doing pretty good at remembering this. Not too bad. Not ashamed of that myself. And keeping the nice appearance of the LG Watch Urbane, adding in LTE, of course, and also NFC, and that's near field communication for things such as being able to pay for products with a simple tap of your device. If you know much about Android Wear, I'm sure you'll be finding this story quite interesting. because you will know that that Android Wear does not support NFC at the moment, which is really interesting. So clearly the LG Watch Urbane LTE, which is actually quite a mouthful now that I've said it three times, clearly this is running a different operating system. So best bets are that this is probably WebOS. LG acquired WebOS, if you remember, that's what Palm OS used to be. HP put out some devices with it as well. In fact, my first tablet was an HP touchpad, which I then rooted and put CyanogenMod on. Fun story. So WebOS, it's been around for a while, and they acquired it. And earlier this year at CES, they put out a demo device with Audi, which was running a watch, which was running WebOS. So there's a pretty solid bet that perhaps WebOS is the device that's the operating system that's powering this device. And other interesting thing about it, of course, is this is another standalone smartwatch. So there's the Samsung Galaxy Gear S. And also, if you remember last week, Neptune Duo, that device that came out. So this is another standalone smartwatch, one that you could use the whole time. You can make voice calls using VoLTE to make a voice call. So yeah, it's interesting to see this direction, and I wonder how popular it'll be. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But very interesting to see that LG have dropped Android Wear to get these extra features. It'll also be interesting to see what the battery life is like of this device, what apps it supports, and what services you can actually do with this device. Okay, IA Writer. This is a very popular iOS minimal writing app. If you don't know what that means, it's basically an app which doesn't have any distractions. It's not like Word, where you can add in loads of pictures or things like this. You know, traditionally, these apps are designed to write in Markdown, which is a specific type of writing language that you can use for the web, especially, but not just for the web. And IA Writer is one of the big names there. It's a huge app on iOS, very popular, and it's come over to Android. You can buy it for $4.99, and it brings with it Dropbox support. So if you have it on your Mac, Mac or iOS device, imagine if you have an iPad, then you'll be able to sync your documents across and be able to work on your Android device or on a different device. You'll also just be able, of course, to write on your Android device with this in a minimal style. It's very popular on iOS. I don't think it's so popular on Android, because the only app that is similar to this, which I can find, is Jotapack, by 2App Studios. Also a very good app if you do a lot of writing on Android. Right, two big stories. Google is bringing sponsored apps to the Play Store. Google have shown off some demo pictures, demo GIFs even, or animated pictures. I don't even know if they're GIFs. I haven't checked. Of sponsored apps on the Play Store. Sponsored app is where a developer pays for their app to appear in specific places. It's basically an advertisement within the Play Store. In defense of this idea, you've seen sponsored apps within Google searches for years, and also probably within Gmail. And so they're very inobtrusive, and often they're very specific to the things that you're interested in. Sometimes they give you the exact same search result that you are looking for. So, you know, in theory, this could work really well for Google. It's a way for them to help serve up exactly what you want, instead of having events such as you get on the Apple App Store, where people just use keyword, fill their app with keywords to appear on the top of anything, and completely irrelevant search results can come up, even if you search specifically for the name of an app. That doesn't happen so much on the Google Play Store, and sponsorship is another step that can also prevent that. Obviously, top brand companies really are only going to be able to afford to pay for these spaces. In defense of it also, you know, Google manages to do it very well on the web service. But frankly, I'm not too keen on this because it's taking up real estate where it shouldn't be. I'd rather Google focused on serving exactly the correct app rather than asking developers to pay for it. And I mean, either you've got two situations where Google does a Facebook and harms developers unless they pay for their app to appear higher and withholds their app from search results, as Facebook would do, has been doing to encourage people to pay for promotion on Facebook. Or they go a different route where they're going to serve you an ad. Hopefully they would serve you an ad which would be the same as the search result that you would search for anyway. So why bother asking someone to pay for it? Or it would just be a bad result. So I don't know. I'm a bit worried about this. The only way I can see it really working is if bad results are preferenced over better results. And frankly, one of the strengths that Android has, one of the huge strengths Android has, is that the Play Store is so much better than the Apple App Store. I don't think this is a step in the right direction for that. And also, you know, Google does make money off the apps which people pay. But I guess with more companies moving towards free within-app purchases, maybe Google is making less money and they need to find other ways to help support and provide for the App Store. So who knows? I'm not looking forward to seeing this implemented. But Google does have a good track record of sponsored search results. So we'll see how it turns out. Final huge story. This is a story coming from Ars Technica. According to their sources, Google is preparing to release a new payment API at Google I/O called Android Pay. So before we go any further, let's just look at that there. Android Pay. So now there'll be Android Pay and Apple Pay. And that's interesting, if nothing else is interesting about this. Google Wallet to Android Pay. There you go. Big change of name. Much more confusing name. Still, shouldn't be confusing, but probably will be, won't it? So this new service is going to be quite different from Google Wallet. It's going to be built from the ground up, a complete reshaping of the payment service that they provide, but offering similar functionality, such as the ability to pay with an NFC chip point of service terminal. That's the word that I was looking for. The ability to pay very seamlessly at a point of service terminal, or having a button or a website with buy with Google or something like this, instant buy, all within an app as well. Ars Technica points out that this works very well for Google because having this data about what their customers spend money on can help them serve up even better ads to their customers. And so this is really useful for Google, even if they're not making tons of money via middleman service charges to the customer or to the service provider. So apparently this may not replace Google Wallet. This may instead run alongside Google Wallet. So what that means is, but with the ability to integrate Google Wallet into Apple Pay. So if you have Google Wallet at the moment and use Google Wallet, you should be able to seamlessly start using Android Pay services by just plugging in your details into Android Pay. However, if you wanted to continue to just use Google Wallet, that may also be possible, which would be quite a strange thing. Well, it's an interesting step forward. It'll be interesting to see what happens when this service comes out. I'd love to know what you think about this. I'd love to know also what you think about Google and the sponsored apps that are going to be showing up in the Play Store. If you would love to tell me what you think about it, then head over to droidtoday.com and leave a comment on the blog. Or alternatively, send us a message over Twitter @droid_today. If you've enjoyed today's episode, then please go to iTunes and leave a review by searching for Droid Today and then leaving us a review there. That would be really great. Remember also, tomorrow we'll be back with a live episode at 8 p.m. Greenwich Meridian Time, Universal, UTC, I forget what it stands for, Universal Time Zone or something like this. So I'll see you tomorrow for a special episode of Droid Today.